The epistle is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, if I should speak with the tongues of men and angels, but do not have charity, I become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And if I have prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, yet do not have charity, I am nothing. And if I distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned, yet do not have charity, it profits me nothing. Charity is patient and kind. Charity does not envy, is not pretentious, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, is not self-seeking, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice over wickedness, but rejoices with the truth, bears with all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never fails, whereas prophecies will disappear, and tongues will cease, and knowledge will be destroyed. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, that which is imperfect will be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child. Now I've become a man, and I put away the things of a child. We see now through a mirror in an obscure manner, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I have been known. So there abides faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, Jesus, taking to himself the 12, said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that have been written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and scourged and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will put him to death, and on the third day he will rise again." And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hidden from them. Neither did they get to know the things that were being said. Now it came to pass, as he drew near to Jericho, there was a certain blind man was sitting by the wayside begging. But hearing a crowd pass by, he inquired what this might be. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and he cried out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And they who went in front angrily tried to silence him, but all the louder he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Then Jesus stopped and commanded that he should be brought to him. And when he drew near, he asked him, saying, What wouldst thou have me do for thee? And he said, "Lord, that I may see." And Jesus said to him, "Receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee." And at once he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, upon seeing it, gave praise to God. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. St. Paul is writing to the Corinthians because the Corinthians they had a great desire for spiritual charisms and gifts. So earlier on, he talks about the gift of tongues. Now, some people claim gift of tongues today. We don't know exactly what that was in the past, but it was the charism to have in Corinth at the time. But also there were other charisms, prophecy or interpretation. And what he was trying to do is to show them that these charisms, if you do them, they're not a sign of holiness in and of themselves. That if you have all these great gifts, or you do great acts, even without charisms, but you don't have charity, it is worthless. We have to have true charity. The divine love within us has to be the fundamental motivation for our actions. Now that divine love might be imperfect, but nevertheless, it should be there. Otherwise, it is empty. If I should speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have charity, I become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. If I have prophecy and know all the mysteries and all knowledge and have all faith as to remove mountains, yet do not have charity, I am nothing. If I do the corporal works of mercy, if I distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and I deliver my body to be burned, yet do not have charity, it profits me nothing. And so here on the last Sunday before Lent, Holy Mother Church gives us this epistle to remind us that although she calls us to do penances during this time, penances for our sins, to turn away from sin, that it should be motivated by charity. And if it is not motivated by charity, it's motivated by vanity or some other reason, then It is empty. There is no true value to it. Now, usually there's some degree of charity. Hopefully, we should strive for that. Now, what exactly is charity? We say it is the love of God. We have the image of the Sacred Heart, which is that symbol of the charity within Christ, with flowing through His human nature, that divine love. What is that? St. Thomas Aquinas says that charity, that divine love, is based on friendship. Friendship. That we love other people to some degree based upon a friendship. Some type of friendship. And that for God, we should love Him based upon this also. Friendship. This is St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest theologian of the church, says that our love for God is to be friends with the persons of God. Remember, He reveals Himself as the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And He reveals Himself to us. Why? So that we can have a friendship with Him, with each of the three persons. And this should be the foundation of our love of God. Now, charity is more than friendship. It is willing to give to the other. But it is founded and based on friendship. And you are friends with another person. Not with some external power or some, we could think of, sometimes people think God as being far off and aloof. No, He's a person. He's three persons. And He reveals Himself to have that personal relationship, personal friendship with us. And so when we do our penances, there should be some degree of that friendship in there. Sorrow for having offended God, the Father. Sorrow for offending the Son. Sorrow for maybe squandering the graces that have been given to us. Why? Because Christ earned them. The Holy Spirit gave them to us. But we should tie it back to that friendship that God wants with us. Now, for us, it would benefit us to meditate on this, to try to think about this, to try to inflame that friendship, that sorrow, so that when we do our penances, they are based upon this, and not just because the church says, I'm not supposed to eat meat today, or Father says, I need to do something more, or I get a D for my Lenten grade. We should be based upon that friendship. And if our friendship is lacking, then we need to do some deeper soul searching here during Lent. Why is it there not that attraction of heart to Christ Himself? Christ is the easiest to have that devotion of love, to have that friendship, because He came and became one of us, became man, so that we could more easily have that friendship with Him. So, twofold message. First of all, we want to make sure we do our penances for the right reasons. It should be founded on charity, and charity is founded on divine friendship. And secondly, if we do not have that any degree of friendship, then we should think why. And we should meditate on it and try to turn to Christ. Ask Our Lady to give us the graces to have some heart, some movement in our heart to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.